Recently, the Koch brothers have, according to the Bruhl report, put in more than $500 million over the past decade and a half to deceive the public about the impacts of global warming. They've created a network of think tanks in Washington, D.C., so-called free market think tanks, but they're not about free markets. They're about ensuring corporate profit-taking without interference, without regulatory interference. As we talked about last night, it's about ensuring. It's not about free markets. It's about socialism for the rich and capitalism, a very merciless, savage capitalism for the poor. Mm-hmm. All of those think tanks are stocked with these phony scientists. We call them bioinstitutes, but they're tobacco scientists. Some of them are actually veterans of the tobacco era. And you remember in 1998, I believe, when the seven CEOs of the seven tobacco companies came before Congress, Waxman's committee, raised their right hand and swore under oath that they did not believe that tobacco had any health impacts and that it was not addictive. And Exxon, you know, that's what the tobacco industry, which was killing one out of every four of its customers, they used its product as directed. They were able to avoid regulation through that kind of deception for 60 years. Well, Exxon is the richest company in the history of the world, the biggest profits in the history of the world, and they have a lot higher stakes, and they have given $500 million to buy politicians and to deceive the public about the impacts of global warming, to fuel this whole denier movement, and it's worked. Now they say, now Exxon has stopped that campaign. They're secretly funding them, but publicly Exxon is saying, we understand that global warming does exist, but we don't care. We are going to barbecue the planet, and we are going to burn all of the oil that's on our booked reserves, which is three times the amount of oil that this report says will destroy civilization.
Amazing.